Other than skin cancer, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men. And the American Cancer Society estimates that this year alone, about 242,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed, and about 28,000 men will die of prostate cancer in the United States. Well, treatments vary, but here with us this morning, with news of a new drug treatment for this disease, is Dr. Gennady Braslowski, a professor and chair of the Department of Urology and the director of the Prostate Cancer Program at Upstate Medical University. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Braslowski.
Good morning, Linda.
Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
So I think we all know what prostate cancer is, but what goes into determining, I know there are a number of treatments which we'll talk a bit about, what goes into determining a treatment option or even what the outcome is when you talk about prostate cancer?
It's a great question, Linda. As many may know, although the diagnosis of prostate cancer may be given to patients, prostate cancer is not the same disease, and it's not a disease that is created equal in all men. Prostate cancer can be categorized by its aggressiveness on numerous levels. There are several things that go into determination how aggressive prostate cancer is. It could be a level of a PSA or a blood test that is determined in the blood level. It can be something called a Gleason score or an ability of a pathologist to look at the cells of the prostate cancer under the microscope and see how angry they look. The higher the Gleason score, the more aggressive the prostate cancer is. It's an examination by the urologic physician or a primary care physician that may identify a suspicion on the prostate during the physical exam that also increases or decreases the chance that the cancer may be more advanced. So all these things are very important in terms of determining the treatment options.
So let's talk. So you're basically saying, based on how aggressive the particular type of cancer within the prostate is, the cell type, and all of these scores that get kind of computed, you would determine what treatment to undertake at that point.
That is exactly right. There are not one single treatment has been shown to be the best for all patients. And therefore, treatment of prostate cancer is cancer patient is very individualized. But indeed, there are many, many categories and many, many characteristics of this patient or prostate cancer itself that help us determine what kind of treatment is best.
Now, most commonly, people talk about surgery. Is that probably the most prevalent type of treatment?
It is. In fact, robotic-assisted radical prostatectomy is the most common type of a treatment for prostate cancer at the United States, and it is indeed a very growing type of procedure in the world.
And that means whether they have a robot, so to speak, the doctor actually is at a control panel, and a robot actually does the removal of the prostate.
Right. So the robot is actually a misnomer where
right.
a physician is manipulating the machine.
Exactly.
And the robot is only executing the moves that the surgeon is creating.
Of course.
Nevertheless, indeed, presence of the robot and robotic assistant is something that allows this type of procedure to be performed. And yes, it is indeed the most common type of a treatment of prostate cancer because most of the prostate cancers diagnosed in the United States today are localized type of disease that can be surgically treated.
So they remain, in other words, they haven't yet, the cells have not yet gotten out, so to speak, of the prostate into the bloodstream and to metastasize elsewhere.
That is correct. And in most cases, we are able to catch the disease early. This is not to say that some of the other treatment options are not valid, but in terms of most common type, surgery is still the most prevalent type of a procedure performed.
Briefly, give me some other examples of other types, like radiation being one.
So different forms of radiation therapy are also a type of curative therapies for prostate cancer. While they possess different side effects, surgery is not harmless itself, and therefore patient often chooses between the evils of the treatment rather than benefits, because both surgery and radiation may provide very equivalent results, especially for the low-grade, low-stage disease.
We're going to be discussing some new options that that you're trialing here at Upstate about radiation in our next segment, so we'll leave it to that. But there's also hormone therapy and chemotherapy, biologic therapy.
That is correct. Indeed, there have been some very great advances in treatment of more advanced prostate cancer, and hormonal therapy is a treatment that is used in patients where there are failures of the local therapy. It is not often a case of a failure of a surgeon or radiation oncologist. It is often a reflection of the disease aggressiveness when the PSA or a prostate cancer is shown to return. In those cases, hormonal therapy would be the first line of an intervention, but there are several excellent studies that have recently been published in terms of a chemotherapy and the new agents that have been shown to improve the survival of patients with more advanced treatment, as well as the new drugs that are just coming around the corner.
So speaking of those new drugs, there is this new drug, Zytiga, Johnson & Johnson's product. What's happening with that? There's so much buzz about it.
It's a great question, Linda, because I happen to know the drug Zytiga back when it was known as abiraterone. Somebody that was brought into the United States by one of our urologic oncologist colleagues and started in a small company called Cougar, C-O-U-G-A-R. This company has been appropriately leader in popularizing this drug, but also bringing it to the patient's bedside by literally taking it from the very preliminary data to making it a great option for those patients that have a more advanced disease and those that have failed chemotherapy. In fact, it has recently been approved by the FDA in 2011 to be used for patients that have failed both hormonal therapy as well as a chemotherapy, particularly docetaxel. And this drug has been shown to improve the length as well as the quality of life in those patients.
So it's available here at Upstate, in other words, and who is eligible? In other words, how would someone be eligible for this type of treatment?
So it is indeed available at Upstate. So our medical oncologists are the colleagues that most commonly administer these drugs, although urologic oncologists are also very comfortable and able to administer this drug. It is available here at Upstate. It is often administered to patients that have demonstrated progression or a failure after the chemotherapy. Nevertheless, a most recent trial that has been performed in patients who have not had a treatment with chemotherapy also has shown survival advantage.
So it sounds like it could really be a silver bullet. We don't know enough yet to know, but it sounds like it really is moving. In the little bit of time we have left, what's going on with your department? I understand you have expanded and you're opening a new office.
We have more than doubled our faculty number. We have more than quadrupled number of cases and number of patients that we have seen. We opened a new office at 550.
That's Harrison Avenue.
We are opening a new office at Community General Hospital, as well as we're opening an office at Rome Hospital just to improve the patient access and care.
So if people want information about the new offices and or the Zytiga, they can contact your office at 464-1500. Is that
464-1500. That's a number that they can reach us.
Well, thanks so much. My guest has been Dr. Gennady Braslowski, a professor and chair of the Department of Urology and the director of the Prostate Cancer Program at Upstate Medical University. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this short break with more about some new treatments for prostate cancer. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.